DeepEnglish.com.
International Bromance.
Unreal Conditional. It was a true international bromance, and the Chinese internet ate it up. If you were a Chinese netizen, would you have eaten up this story? Yes, if I were a Chinese netizen, I too would have eaten up this story. Their last stop on their Chinese tour was the Weibo headquarters in Beijing, where they got to meet the Weibo team for a final send-off. If you were Matt, would you want to meet the Weibo team in Beijing? Yes, if I were Matt, I would want to meet the Weibo team in Beijing. What started out as a routine iPhone theft in New York City ended up changing the lives of two average young men in drastic ways. If Matt's iPhone had not been stolen, would his life have changed in drastic ways? No. If Matt's iPhone had not been stolen, his life would not have changed in such a drastic way. In the end, the story on Weibo had over 70 million views, and now both men are minor celebrities in China. If your story had 70 million views on Weibo, would you be a minor celebrity in China too? Yes, if my story had 70 million views, I too would be a minor celebrity in China. They've even been recently featured on American TV channels, CNN, CBS, and most recently the popular talk show Ellen. If you were Matt, would you want to be on the popular American talk show Ellen? Yes, if I were Matt, I would want to be on Ellen. I like Ellen. She's smart and funny. But it's the massive interest in this story that's revealing. In spite of cultural and linguistic differences, not to mention a complicated political climate, the people of both the USA and China yearn to see two unlikely men become close friends. If you were following this story on Weibo or BuzzFeed, would you yearn to see these two men become close friends? Yes, if I were following this story, I would yearn to see them become close friends. 10 years ago, something like this never could have happened. In fact, Twitter is even banned in China, so the likelihood of this happening was rare. If you were a Chinese government official, would you ban Twitter? No, if I were a Chinese government official, I would not ban Twitter. I would allow Chinese citizens to use Twitter. The power of the internet not only changed the lives of two ordinary men, but it focused the attention of millions of people in the US and China on this unlikely friendship. If you could focus the attention of millions of people in the US and China, what would you choose to focus it on? I would choose to focus the attention of millions of people in the US and China on positive things like peace, love, and friendship. I wouldn't choose to focus it on negative political differences, war, power, and other fearful things. Why has this story of a petty crime that sparked an international friendship gone viral? Well, we all love stories full of irony and serendipity. But perhaps that's not all. In spite of our outward differences, perhaps we all inwardly desire to come together and experience friendship and brotherhood, even if it's a goofy bromance made in Weibo. If you were Matt or Brother Orange, what would you do now? If I were Matt or Brother Orange, I would use my fame and influence to start a Chinese-American educational and cultural exchange program for young people to develop close friendships and learn more about each other's culture, history, and language. What would you do if you were them?